Simon & Schuster Audio presents Not If You Break Up With Me First by G.F. Miller. Read by Aidan Hakimi and Caitlin Kelly.
To all the tender-hearted guys trying to figure it out, I see you. Chapter 1. It's only weird if you make it weird. Eve was convinced that the clock in the airport terminal was set to Mercury time. Every minute took approximately 58 times longer than a regular Earth minute. "Didn't their plane land, like, an hour ago?" she demanded when she couldn't take it anymore. 15 minutes, her mom said, not looking up from her Sudoku. "And I have no control over airline efficiency." "Sorry," Eve muttered, dropping into a runner's lunge right there in front of the TSA and everybody. Running and prepping to run were Eve's go-to fixes for practically every problem. Boredom? Nervousness? Awkward silences? Cramps? Loneliness? Parents having their 20th fight of the week? She glanced around the O'Hare International Airport waiting area, considering doing a couple of laps between the Nuts on Clark popcorn stand and the passengers only beyond this point sign. That would be weird, right? She should probably stick to stretching. If people knew what she was going through, though, they wouldn't judge. Her best friend in the world had been gone for 2 whole months. Because 2-month family trips are a thing you can do when your dad's a teacher and your mom's job is virtual. 2 months was cruel. It was inhumane. Eve had been forced to hang out with the other cross-country girls all summer, which wasn't really a bad thing. They were pretty cool, and they were her teammates. But it meant she had a whole new friend group that Andrew wasn't part of. Plus, they watched makeup tutorials and talked about which boys they liked. She wasn't being fake with them when she went along with it, but she wasn't totally being herself either. With Andrew, she didn't have to pretend at all. She really missed that. But now she was just a few Mercury minutes from seeing Andrew again. It's bananas how much stuff can happen to a person in 2 months. Andrew turned 14, and Eve wasn't there to smash cake in his face. Cross country got a new coach. The Gonzaleses moved away. Her friend Reese kissed someone on the actual lips. School started, and Andrew missed the whole first week of 8th grade. Eve's parents were acting horrible to each other, and she couldn't talk to her best friend about it. And yeah, they'd been texting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?